I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Run Boy Run is a progressive bluegrass band from Arizona, weaving some elements of classical and jazz and folk into their sound at times. Their first full-length CD, So Sang the Whippoorwill, was released last year with some liner notes by Garrison Keillor. A new CD called Something to Someone will be out this fall. Run Boy Run performs tonight at Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove and will return to the KLCC listening region on Wednesday, May 28th for a show at Bombs Away Cafe in Corvallis. They're with us live in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here.
Well, let's drop right into a song, shall we? What's the first thing you have for us?
This is one by our bass player, an old-time fiddle-inspired piece called Tell Me About Hawfields.
In the KLCC studios, live tonight at Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove and on Wednesday at Bombs Away Cafe in Corvallis. Run Boy Run, a five-piece band including Matt Roland on fiddle and guitar and Grace Roland, his sister, on cello and vocals. Also sisters Becca Sandoval Roland and Jen Sandoval, and not quite in the family, I guess, bass player Jesse Allen. So there's a lot of family relationships in this band. Does that make it complicated?
It does. Say
the least. Hopefully it makes it nice as well, because there's just something about family harmonies and family playing together that it's just at a level of connection I think the rest of us probably don't have. Hopefully you feel that as well. Is that true in the band as well?
Yeah, well, because we grew up playing together, we know each other's, you know, styles so well, and we can really interact with each other, you know, non-verbally while we're playing, just from years of doing that, so... Yeah, it definitely helps with that aspect.
And you said that was a traditionally inspired song. Is that how you phrased that, Matt? And it was one that you wrote, however, Jesse, right?
Yeah, it was, I just was listening to a lot of old time fiddle tunes and decided after visiting the church where my family from 150 or so years ago built back in North Carolina, I decided I needed to write a little fiddle tune in honor of that family history back there.
There is a lot of old-time sound in your music over the years, but I think you're transitioning more from doing traditional material to originals, correct? Is that also a process that's happening here?
Definitely. I mean, we have five songwriters and five players in the band. So the more we grow tighter as a band and play together as a band, the more we want to kind of give life to the music that we're writing in our heads and coming up with together.
Do you find that your songs differ from traditional songs in any particular way and what you add to them? What you add to those styles?
I mean, I think, yeah, we take a lot of inspiration from traditional form and country music and jazz. A lot of different influences are in there. But I think one of the big differences is that we're really experimenting with how these instruments work together. And so I think the song arranging process and the song arrangements themselves are non-traditional.
Well, let's hear another example of that, shall we?
This is another original. It's an instrumental called Sunday for Larks, and it was inspired by a concert by Alistair Frazier and Natalie Haas that some of us went to.
Run, Boy, Run, live in the KLCC studios. Thank you. Run, Boy, Run, live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove, beginning at 8:30, and live at Bombs Away in Corvallis next Wednesday, beginning at 9. Well, I think we're all dying to know, who is this boy and what's he running from?
That's a good question. I debated whether he was running away from the girls at the beginning or the girls were running away from him.
Either way.
Yeah, the name actually comes from an old fiddle tune that I learned from a fiddle player named Benny Thomason. And it's the same source where Charlie Daniels gets the line, "Fire on the Mountain, Run Boy, Run."
Ah, it all makes sense now. Well, you've been taking your music up to record at Bear Creek Studios, Ryan Hadlock's place up in Washington. There's been some people through here recently. Brandi Carlile and Shook Twins have been up there, among others, that have been through here. Seems to be drawing a lot of acoustic players up to that studio. What made you decide to work with Ryan Hadlock and go up to that old, quote, barn?
Well, we had some friends who recorded there, and they were from a band named Elephant Revival. And hearing about their experience and the whole atmosphere of the place, that it was sort of like a retreat, that it was green and beautiful, and also the professionalism of Jerry Streeter and Ryan Hadlock was pretty much very convincing for us. And it made sense to record there, as I have been living in Seattle for about the past year.
Mm-hmm. Other than the change from more traditional tunes to more original tunes, how do you hear your sound evolving from the first record to the one that you've been working on?
Well, I think we're definitely starting to experiment with some more dissonance. In traditional music, you're pretty much always playing with open chords and things that resolve nicely. And I think as a group, we're discovering that some textures that work really well between the strings and the vocals are some dissonances in the harmonies and with the strings. So just really playing with those textures.
Seems like the festival circuit has been kind to you over the years. I'm sure going out and hitting the festivals really has refined your music as well, both by playing a lot and hearing a lot. I'm curious what that experience has brought to you.
Well, we've been really lucky to get into some great festivals over the years, in part because of the NPR appearances. And we've had the chance to collaborate with some really neat people through festivals. So I think a big part of the influence of festivals on us is exposure to new artists and also just being thrown into situations where we're suddenly playing our music for people that may not be from the traditional music world or vice versa, people that are from a very traditional music world and we're playing something a little bit off kilter. One of my favorite memories from a festival is when we were invited to go on stage for an encore with Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, one of the loudest and most exciting blues bands you can see. And so we were on stage as they lit their instruments on fire and just rocked out.
That's probably a little different than the experiences you had with Garrison Keillor on the Prairie Home Companion.
Only just a bit.
Just a bit. Well, let's get into another song. What do you have for us?
This is one that is on the new album, Something to Someone, and it's called Mama, Won't You Tell Me What to Do? What do you do when you love an older man? Do you give it all you've got when he tries to take your hand? Do you hold on to him close or try to let him go? Oh, oh, mama, won't you tell me what to do? When you think of him at night, is it right to want him near? Wishing for his touch or his whisper in your ear. When for every night you've wanted, he's had 100 more. Oh, oh, mama, won't you tell me what to do? And mama, how did you know that it was right with daddy? Did you ever doubt he'd be the only one to make you happy? What did you mean to make you finally say yes? To wear that not so more white dress. When you can't help the thought, and he's always on your mind. Does it mean that you're in love and you're bound to walk that line? Or can you learn to love another, forget the way you felt before? Oh, 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 mama, won't you start with you once more. That it doesn't matter what has passed, just all that is in store. Oh, oh, Mama, won't you tell me what to do? And Mama, how did you know that it was right with Daddy? Did you ever doubt he'd be the only one to make you happy? What did you mean to make you finally say yes? What made you want to wear that not so more bright dress? And Mama, how did you know that it was right with Daddy? Did you ever doubt he'd be the only one to make you happy? What did you mean?
Run, Boy, Run, live in the KLCC studios, including Matt Roland on the fiddle, Grace Roland on cello and vocals, Becca Sandoval Roland on fiddle and vocals, Jen Sandoval on mandolin and vocals, and on the bass, Jesse Allen. They're live in the KLCC studios here at the moment and live for two upcoming performances in the KLCC listening region. Tonight, they're at Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove beginning at 8:30 p.m. More on that show at axeandfiddle.com. Then Wednesday, May 28th, in Corvallis at Bombs Away Cafe starting at 9. More at bombsawaycafe.com. More on Run Boy Run at runboyrunband.com. Their most recent CD is So Sang the Whippoorwill. The next CD, Something to Someone, is currently under construction and going to be out in the fall, I believe. Correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're aiming for September 2014.
And we have just about 2 minutes to ponder the rest of life here. So you were a stockbroker, Matt. Is that true?
That is true.
A lot of people might think that's very different between being a fiddle player and a stockbroker, but I don't see that. I think that both the music business and stocks are pretty much legalized gambling. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, your odds are just a lot higher of making money in stocks. So it was some good business training, actually, so I'm thankful that I did that for a little while.
Yeah, good business training will definitely serve you in the music business as well. But you are—you also come from a long line of fiddle players, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Grace and my dad, Peter Roland, is a full-time fiddle player in the Arizona area, taught a lot of people and played with a lot of bands over the years. So we grew up with it in the house.
Where do you see your career going if you could design it from here? Where do you want to take this band as you're out running, boy, running?
Six other continents.
Six other.
We just like to keep growing and keep playing in new places and keep making new music that excites us.
How is Arizona as a climate for new string music? I mean, is it, I don't know, is it a good place to be, Grace?
Yes, I think it's a fabulous place to be. There's a lot of energy in all the different cities in Phoenix and Tucson and in northern Arizona and Flagstaff. And I think people are really hungry for acoustic music in Arizona, as well as all the different kinds of music that's growing and developing there.
It's really amazing to see. There seem to be a tremendous number of young string bands going these days. There's been a new adoption of these traditional forms. I don't know what drives that, but it's welcome to us. I presume you enjoy that as well.
Definitely. It's been neat seeing. I mean, I feel like there are sort of two worlds converging right now in the acoustic world. There's a side that's coming from punk and rock that are adopting acoustic instruments into that vein, and then you have people coming out of the traditional world that are trying to make their music a little more accessible and pop feeling. So I think there's a very happy medium in there.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks to Denny Kahn on sound today, along with Michael Canning. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen. Fresh Air is coming up next with Terry Gross.